The Drive Time Show on Toledo Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Miguel swings it to fly ball, right field, way back and right. Garcia to the fence, looking up, and it's gone, a home run.
Wow.
Miguel Cabrera with a two-run shot to right is 24th, his fifth home run in the last week. The Tigers lead it.
This 106.5 The Ticket Sports Exclusive is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik Jr. at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Matthews got it, throws. He's got Golden Tate who makes the catch. Inside the 15, inside the 10, and he's biking away. He's into the end zone. Pack the bags. Start the plane. This game is over. Oh, baby, how big is that?
Get ready. It's now drive time.
Sweeping left side, 10-5. Touchdown, Curtis Samuel. And the Buckeyes win it in overtime. A game that they trailed by 10 points to give Ohio State a 30-27 victory over the University of Michigan.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Now Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Curry blocked the shot. Sent Gretzky in. 3-0.
Mike Miller's out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it. DeMarco, 15 feet, 4 inches, center of cup, President's Cup to the United States.
All right, everybody, how are you? Another edition of Drive Time right here on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. My name is Mike Miller, Jim Cushlin back at the studios. Glad to have you on board, as you've heard numerous times in the weeks leading up to this presentation this week. I'll be out here all week, Monday through Friday. Jim Cushlin will be bringing you some updates over the weekend. By the way, Bob France will be out here on both Thursday and Friday. Mick Gonzalez, of course, will be here on Sunday. Mike Jamison on Saturday. So Marathon Classic coverage, of course, right here on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. This presentation is always brought to you by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. And this week, also presented by Monroe Golf and Country Club. Great golf, delicious dining, not too far from Toledo. Affordable green fees, including a cart on a Donald Ross design course. That's Monroe Golf and Country Club. How about this? 18 holes with a cart, $39. 18 holes with a cart, seniors, $29. Place is in great shape. I was up there the other day. Visit, by the way, www.monroe.golf. And, again, all the information at, again, Monroe Golf and Country Club. By the way, this week, once they get underway, the leaderboard, the Sakura leaderboard update. Again, our good friends Vince Lee, Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi Lounge, will bring you the leaderboard throughout the week. Open Championship this week as well. You know, I got to tell you, I heard three or four guys talking about this. It's the Open Championship. It is not the British Open. It's the Open Championship. So, again, that's nitpicking, but I'm a traditionalist, and that's what it's called, and that's what it should be called. So some of the folks here in the media center, not to be named, again, referring it to the British Open all week, it's the Open Championship. Again, glad to have you on board. We're out here at the Marathon Classic, 32nd, they say annual. Now, I take a little bit of, I don't want to say offense. They have not played in consecutive order. So, I mean, if you want to break this down in the verbiage, it's the 32nd Marathon LPGA Classic. Of course, for a long time, it was brought to you by our good friends. Well, a lot of great sponsors over the years, Owen Corning and OI, but it was a Jamie Farr Classic. This year's edition, $1.6 million in prize money. Champion this year will take home $240,000. Last year, Lydia Ko was the winner. She was 14 under at 270. 14 under 270 last year was the winning score. The purse last year, by the way, was 240,000. This year, last year's purse, thought I had that posted someplace. I do. Last year's purse, $225,000. So the purse for the winner's gone up $15,000. At 5:15 tonight, we're going to talk to an LPGA golfer, Lewis. No, it's not Stacy. It's Amelia Lewis. Tremendous, tremendous amateur career. She also, by the way, Played today out at the Pro-Am at Sylvania. Great amateur career, her sixth Marathon Classic start. So we're going to be talking to Amelia Lewis at 5:15 tonight. And then Nick Myers, the head professional here at Highland Meadows, will join us at 5:35. Reeb Detroit Tiger Report. Tigers last night win and win big by a score of 10-2. 42-49 in the year, still six games behind the Cleveland Indians. Matt Boyd recalled. He will get the start tonight for the Detroit Tigers. Travis Wood, who for the most part in his career has been a reliever, he'll get the start tonight for Kansas City. The trade rumors still swirling all over baseball, of course. You know, it was odd last night because I was going back and forth between a couple of things, and lo and behold, here comes J.D. Martinez out of the game. You think this is it? He's just been traded. Who did they get? Not the case. I'll tell you what happened last night. Stiff back. Now, you can read into this. The last thing the Tigers want to do with either him or Justin Wilson is one of the players that can bring them a return in a trade is come up with an injury. Any stiffness, any signs of injuries, anything that might hamper the guys that are up on the trading block out of the game. That being said, came out of the game. I thought it was a done deal last night. How about Jordan Zimmermann last night? Congratulations to Jordan Zimmermann. Really pitched the type of game the Tiger fans for a long, long time thought they were getting when he came over from the Washington Nationals. But Al Avila and his son Alex Avila, you figure it out, still... Alex, a guy that's being rumored a lot, he might be moved. Justin Verlander, of course. Justin Wilson could bring a pretty big haul. Washington's already acquired a couple of arms, but still we understand from some of the folks I know and a couple of contacts, Washington's still very interested in Justin Wilson. Houston, Tampa Bay, again, up to 18 teams I counted the other day, still in contention for the wild card. So a lot of things can happen here. Again, the trade deadline, July the 31st, less than 2 weeks away. We're going to be talking golf. We're at Highland Meadows. We're in the media center. Cushland's back at the studios. TAS Electronics update coming as well. All of our guests appear on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust. My name's Mike Miller. Back again from Highland Meadows after this timeout.
Most of drive time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Highland Meadows. Glad to have you on board. Again, the 32nd Marathon LPGA Classic. Again, we're out here all week long waiting for the appearance of Amelia Lewis, who played in the Pro-Am over at Sylvania Country Club today. She's a native of Jacksonville, Florida, and grew up in TPC and, in fact, holds a couple of course records there. As an amateur, played in some of the Florida mini tours that, you know, basically she played in both the men's and the women's division and did very, very well. And again, attended the University of Florida before returning turning professional in 2010. But a great amateur career, and again, making her sixth appearance on the on the LPGA's Marathon Classic here at Highland Meadows. Place is in great shape. The media starting to kind of file in here. A lot of the stalls and the booths of the electronic and the print media both, you know, already for this opening round, which will take place on Thursday. 144 golfers and a purse of $1.6 million. Highland Meadows will play to about 6,400 yards. This is a course that originally the land was 141 acres, and now 121 to 123 acres. Again, 6,476 is the yardage that is documented. 51 bunkers, by the way, and 11 holes have water hazards. Not a lot of water on this course. It's the same water, really, the 10-mile creek that runs through here, and mostly water coming into play on your drives or your second shots on the par five. Won't come into as much play as it used to on number 9, of course, which is the number 18 for the Marathon Classic. They have reconfigured that hole, as everybody knows. The Open Championship, by the way, underway this week at Royal Birkdale and Dustin Johnson is the odds-on favorite when it comes to the guys that, you know, basically handicap these things. I like Ricky Fowler in this. A lot of guys out playing today. Watch some of the practice rounds. A lot of history. Royal Birkdale and the Open Championship. Again, one of my favorite days of the year. Get up in the morning, and you've already got guys, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours into the round. Some guys have already finished, and you got a morning with a live major sporting event. Just like I thought it was a smart thing that golf has done over the past couple of years, putting these majors out of the West Coast. So prime time on Sunday night, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you're watching a major. Chambers Bay was a good example out in the state of Washington a few years back. A lot of the drama that went on there as well. So, television ratings, I'm not sure it's the greatest thing to have golf on at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, but for the guys that get up and get up early, you know, certainly one of the real perks, I think, Thursday and Friday, Saturday and Sunday as well. Again, Jim Cushlin out here in the weekend with updates. I'm here all week. Bob France will be out here on Thursday and Friday. Mike Jamison on Saturday. And Mick Rodriguez will be out here on Sunday with his show as well. Let's take a timeout. This is Drive Time, driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik, and also presented by Monroe Golf and the Country Club. Visit Monroe.golf for your information on the great golf course, Donald Ross Design, Monroe Golf and Country Club. All of our updates will be brought to you by Sakura. Back after this.
Save more at the Monroe Superstore when you see the Low Payment King and take advantage of 0% financing for 72 months on many of our most popular new models, including Ram 1500, Dodge Journey, Jeep Patriot, Jeep Cherokee, and Jeep Renegade. Call us today toll-free at 1-888-4-DODGE-1 or check out hundreds of vehicles or get free approval for your car loan when you visit MonroeSuperstore.com.
72 months at 0% with approved credit. Lieu of rebates offer ends the 30th.
Sakura Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi Lounge, located at 5294 Monroe Street, offers great entertainment with your meal with the highly trained hibachi chefs. Sakura and its great atmosphere features fresh seafood flown in daily from both the East and West Coast. Sakura, whether it's a business meeting or a party or a family get-together, you'll have a great time. A full-service bar featuring a great wine list and martinis. Don't forget about the daily specials. Watch the game at Sakura.
ESPN 106.5 The Ticket is your Toledo home for all the best baseball coverage in 2017. Saturday games, Sunday night baseball, Wednesday games, complete all-star coverage, and all sorts of playoff coverage. We are your home for the best matchups in Major League Baseball in Toledo in 2017. This weekend, it's a rivalry battle as the Chicago Cubs in Wrigley take on their nemesis, the St. Louis Cardinals. Coverage begins Saturday at 3 and Sunday at 7. ESPN 106.5, The Ticket.
The cure for annoying traffic jams. It's the Drive Time Show on ESPN 106.5, The Ticket. Here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Drive Time, ESPN 106.5, The Ticket, home of the Detroit Lions, the Ohio State Buckeyes, the Michigan Wolverines, and yes, this week, all week long, home of the 32nd Marathon Classic. Glad to have you on board. I'm out here all week. Bob will be out here on Thursday and Friday as well, doing his show, weekend updates as well, and Mick Rodriguez will be here on Sunday, Mike Jamison on Saturday, so wall-to-wall coverage here again. The 32nd Marathon Classic. Mick Myers, the head golf professional here at Highland Meadows, will join us in about 15 minutes from now. And we're going to talk to a LPGA professional with the last name of Lewis. No, it's not Stacy, who, by the way, everybody in this town knows, but somebody else on the rise with a tremendous, tremendous amateur career, by the way. Played and spent some time at the University of Florida. Her sixth Marathon Classic, by the way. Her name is Amelia Lewis. Hello, Amelia. How are you?
Hey, Mike. I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for taking the time. Listen, from my understanding, a pretty large following on social media, which has become a huge part of not only professional golf, but all sports as well. Tell me a little bit about that first.
Yeah, so my Instagram and Twitter is Amelia Lewis LPGA, and I just like posting about where I'm at every week. I play European Tour, so I travel a lot and just give my fans a little insight into my life as a pro golfer, and it's just a great way to connect with the fans.
Man, fun stuff. I was going to ask you about that, both tours. I mean, listen, the frequent flyer miles got to be absolutely unbelievable. Tell me your strategy and why you chose to play in both here in the States and overseas.
Well, first, I like to travel, so it's a great way to see the world. And the competition is different. You know, I get to play different terrains and just get good experience playing against the best players in the world, because we have great players on the LPGA and we have great players over the European Tour. It's just different atmospheres as well. I mean, people over in the UK are obsessed with golf, so it's a fun experience to play in front of them. And like, we're flying to Scotland Sunday night, so next week is gonna be fun playing Lynx golf. So I just love playing all over the world.
No, I you know, I couldn't agree more. And I was watching, of course, you know, the Golf Channel today from the Open Championship. And one of my favorite, I think the older you get, Amelia, the earlier you wake up in the morning. There's nothing better for me to have a cup of coffee in the morning than the television on watching a live major sporting event. Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of two tours, I noticed in your amateur career you did pretty well against the men as well, and won a couple of things, and plus a course record at TPC. I know you're from Jacksonville. Tell us a little bit about both those subjects.
Yeah, so I won the CME Club Championship at TPC, played against the guys. I played a lot of amateur golf against guys because I was one of the only females in Jacksonville when I was growing up, and it's just great competition to play against the guys that make you step it up a little bit and make you follow the rules. So I learned the rules very quickly. And I mean, I'm from a great golfing town with TPC being there, so I actually practice there now. And yeah, it just is fun growing up in that kind of atmosphere.
Well, you mentioned TPC. I mean, I have to ask you about 17. Any stories from number 17? Any aces on 17?
No aces, couple birdies. I actually birdied it to win that club championship there. I birdied that and 18 as well, so I have a good history there. So, yeah, I go every year to the Players' Championship as well. So,
tell me, you know, this leads to a good question. Tell me your range in clubs that you've hit into 17 over, I'm sure, everything from a wedge to what else?
Yeah, I mean, I've hit, you know, a lob wedge all the way to an 8-iron. I think I hit 8-iron from where the guys play, and I think they're hitting, like, pitching wedge. Books, I think it's, like, 140 or something. But it's not an easy hole. You need to... Every golfer should go play it once, because you think it's a piece of cake, you know, it's not a far yardage, but with the water surrounding it, it's intimidating. The wind swirls, and then when you add all the fans that come and watch you in the tournament, it's pretty intimidating. So it's a great, great hole.
$500,000 career winnings for you, $70,000 this year. You played here. Tell me why you like Highland Meadows or the Marathon.
I mean, I have a lot of family from Ohio, so they come out and support me, and we have great crowds that come out at this event. It's an old-school kind of course, which I love because I grew up on a Donald Ross course back home. So I just love playing here, and we have just great support. And, yeah, I come every year. I've never missed an event here.
Have you had a chance to look at the new 18 as opposed to the I was a member here for 15 years, and so this has been a big discussion for me as well. How do you like it?
Well, first off, the practice facilities are amazing. Like, the range was a needed update, and I think it's great. It's one of the best now. And 18 is – it's a challenge. I mean, if you hit the fairway and you can go for it in two, it's a good opportunity. But if you miss the fairway – you know, you have to have some strategy involved, whether you want to hit over the water or lay up. So I think it's a much needed and tougher update.
Amelia Lewis joins us here in the Vito's Pizza phone line, 32nd to Marathon Classic. Glad to have you on board. How's your game? And tell me about this week. What are you working on and what's going right?
Yeah, so my short game has been really good the last couple weeks. And I had a week off last week and really made some good improvements in practice with my swing. And I played in a pro-am today and stuck, I think, 5 shots within 4 feet. So my swing is on now and my short game is great. So I think it's going to be a good week.
You know, people talk about the tours, both the PGA and the LPGA. I don't buy this, but you've heard it for so many years. You talked about your short game and, you know, nailing your irons on approach shots. Everybody, you know, when you get talking golf over a couple adult beverages, hey, the person that putts the best is going to win. Do you buy any of that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, drive for show and putt for dough, right? I mean, definitely if you have a good short game and you're not hitting it very well, you can still score. But then if you add all of them together and you're flushing it and putting well, that's when you're going to win.
Tell me a little bit about this week. If you were to walk out of here with a week that you consider Amelia Lewis successful, what would you have done right? On this course, I guess.
You need to hit the fairways because if you're in the rough, you know, it's hard to hold these greens because the greens are kind of firm right now. We haven't got any rain this week, and they're firming them up. So you need to hit the fairways. You need to make your putts.
53 championships as an amateur. For the folks that are tuned in, and I know there's a lot of construction in Northwest Ohio, so people are tuned in listening that'll be out here this week. Tell me a little bit about, you know, basically we talked about this week as well, but and what you have to do right. Any other thing about your preparation that professionals do leading into Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing that I've learned from a rookie to now, as I'm kind of a veteran, I guess, as being 6 years on the tour, is I don't try and overdo myself. I really practiced really hard Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday when I was a rookie, and I kind of be burnt out. So now I've kind of learned to kind of build up to it and not overdo yourself. I mean, play with what you got this week, and you should be good enough to win. Just be confident in yourself. But I'm just going to go after this interview, I'm going to go putt a little bit and then go home and rest.
Biggest adjustment, I'll let you go, from amateur golf to the professional ranks?
I mean,
travel, obviously.
Travel's huge, but obviously just playing in front of bigger crowds with TV and playing with legends you watched on TV, that was the biggest adjustment. But honestly, it took me a few years to get used to that, but now it's more fun, and I'm looking forward to that kind of stuff now.
You led to something. Growing up, you talk about the legends. Anybody that you emulated or you followed when you were a young player on the LPGA Tour?
I mean, my very first tournament that I got came out here, I played with Christy Kerr, and obviously she was dominating when I first came out, so she was a legend, and I mean, she still is, obviously, but, you know, like, Christina Kim was amazing when I came out on tour. She's one of the nicest girls on tour, and it's just cool how I've become friends with these ladies, and I obviously still look up to them and respect them, but now we're co-workers, so it's great to be out here with them.
Amelia, thank you for taking the time. Best of luck. We appreciate you coming on. We'll be watching over at Scotland as well. Thanks a lot, and good luck.
Thank you so much. Come out and follow me this week.
It's Amelia Lewis here on Drive Time, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Back with Nick Myers, the head professional here. Golf all week for the Marathon Classic. Back after this, TAS Electronics update right around the corner.
It's Drive Time on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Highland Meadows, the 32nd Marathon LPGA Classic. Glad to have you on board. I'm out here all week from 5 to 6. Cushlin will be out here in the weekend. Jim will be giving you updates brought to you by our good friends at Sakura. This presentation brought to you by Monroe Golf and Country Club. Thanks for their participation as well. We talked to Amelia Lewis. She'll be participating in her 6th Marathon Classic and then boarding a plane on Sunday and heading to Scotland, of course, where the tour moves over there for the ladies. Joining us now, our annual chat, by the way, Nick Myers is the 10th head professional here at Highland Meadows and knows enough about this golf course to fill this broadcast location, I'll put it that way. But something new to talk about this year, Nick, and I, because of this, I was telling my listeners yesterday my little meniscus issue I have going here. I hopped on a golf cart and took my first real good look at number 9 for the members here, which is number 18 for the tournament. What's your thoughts on the hole?
Visually, it's so much better when you look at it from the tee. The bunker complex on the left and the bunker out through and the hollowing of the hill, the cutback of the hill, really adds a playability factor to it. It opens up the green, and it almost looks like the green's perched up there. to the left, and now it hooks a little bit more, so it sets up visually a lot better than it used to.
I think aesthetically it looks very, very nice. And I got to tell you, this isn't a concern for the girls and the women that are playing out here this week, but I thought the membership here, especially some of the older guys, that nine was getting pretty daunting for some guys even to get over the creek in number two. At least now they can get it over. It's a three-shot, you know, par three or par five for a lot of these guys now. A lot of the girls, of course, and the women are going to be able to go at it in two. I know a lot of the members I've talked to, you can get about 200 yards in, 210 in, but that doesn't necessarily guarantee anything when I started looking at the green and the bunkers around that. What I guess this leads to, an opportunity for a great finish here.
Yeah, I think it's going to set up a hole where you can get at it in two. I think the smart players will play it out right of the bunkers and right of the green and then pitch to it. If you need to make eagle, you have the opportunity to do that now, where I don't think you did before. I mean, there may have been one player over a 10-year span that could knock it on that green if you looked at it, the old 18th. This, the way it's set up, if they set the tees up right, I think they can get at it a little bit. And then if that ball runs past that pin and runs down that slope, it's not going to be easy up and down.
Nick Myers joins us, head golf professional here at Highland Meadows. Let's see, Nick, I'm going to 2003. Holy smokes, you're going on your 15th year here. You've done a wonderful job. I didn't, you know, bring you on here to patronize you, but that comes from the membership out here for years and everybody that knows you. What kind of shapes the course in this year compared to last year? How's the weather treated this golf course? We've had some bizarre weather, weeks with a lot of rain, then weeks without rain. I mean, it looks great from the eye. What's your thoughts on it?
Early spring was a little rough. The grass really wasn't growing. All the stuff we did just wasn't kicking off yet. But in the last month, weather's been good. We've missed a lot of the big rainstorms, which has been nice. The golf course is in great shape. The greens are perfect. The fairways are really good. Everything is really good shape right now on
what's,
the golf course.
What Nick, again, Nick Myers joins us on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, oh, he's not on the phone line. He's live on the Vito's Pizza microphone. I'll put it that way. Ingredients you can trust. Biggest challenge, Nick Myers, for the golf professional in this era?
The biggest challenge, I think, is just evolve. You know, as the industry changes, you just got to keep up with it. It's hard. Technology is changing and entering in the business so much more than it used to, with equipment, with the use of apps, the use of tee times. There's just so much more going on with it, and you're trying to get information out to people. So I think that's some of the biggest challenges that we face.
Amelia Lewis was just in here, was talking about the practice facility now and the range. I mean, it looks phenomenal, I guess you would agree. And listen, I know this was a pretty contentious conversation with a lot of people out here at this club, but it turned out nice.
Yeah, I think when it all got said and done, there was a lot of discussion early on to get this project going. And then after we got it going, we had about 85% approval from the membership, so I think the majority bought on to it. And the ones that didn't, when you see the final product, were surprised when they first came out in the spring and saw everything, what it looked like and how the golf course looked and how number 18 played. I think they really enjoyed it and how the final touches are getting wrapped up as this project gets completed.
No, I think it looks absolutely phenomenal. You know, I'm looking at some of the past scores here again as we talk to Nick Myers, head golf professional here at Highland Meadows. But Lydia Ko, 15 under 2 years ago. Chela Choi, 14 under. Lydia Ko last year, 14 under. Beatrice Vaccari, 17 under. So Young Rue, 20 under. So I'm going to guess 15 or 16 under here. Probably Savory Pack, by the way, 23 under back in 1998. Wow. But tell me about not so much a score that you think will win this weekend, but what will a player this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, what are they going to have to do right to be able to take a run at this?
I think this golf course sets up. You got to hit a lot of fairways. The greens are kind of small in spots, and putting yourself in the right position. The greens are so true. So if you're rolling it well, you're going to make some putts. And I think that's the biggest thing. Obviously, making putts will lead to scoring.
Nick, before I let you go, tell me a little bit about getting back to your profession as well. Got a lot of young kids that are taking lessons now, and do you see interest? Is it Jack Kunkel? Was that Dean Myers' nephew?
Correct.
Or his grandson, I mean?
Grandson.
Wow, I saw him. What is he ever playing well? Did you teach him?
We work for him a little bit, just helping him out. You know, he comes in the shop and talks, and you know,
he's a great kid, isn't he?
Very good. No. He's always had a dedication to the game, and he's just he likes to play the game. You know, he's a good player. He's been a good player. I remember when he was young, he'd work on the short game all the time, out there chipping and putting, and I think that really pays off for him long term.
How about other young folks getting involved? Are you seeing a wave of that, or is that starting to wane?
No, we've been very fortunate, this club, to have a lot of junior golfers come through the facility. I think it's just set up for that. The golf course is perfect for it. The membership is tolerable to the junior golfers, and they really like to see them, so I think that's an important factor, but it's... You see them come through, and we have a bunch of juniors, and when you think it's done, all of a sudden you see a new wave of them come up.
Good stuff, Nick. Thanks for taking the time. I always try to get you early in the week because I know you're going to get busy here the next couple days. I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Nick Myers, head golf professional, Highland Meadows, the Marathon Classic coming up this week starting on Thursday. We'll be out here all week. Let's take a timeout. This is ESPN 106.5, The Ticket.
I'm on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Marathon Classic again. This will play to about 6,400 yards, 144 women in the field, $1.6 million in prize money. Winner gets $240,000. Again, my name is Mike Miller. This special presentation brought to you by our good friends at the Monroe Golf and Country Club. Our scoring and leaderboard update all week long will be presented by, of course, our good friends at Sakura Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi Lounge. Jim Heller did us a great favor today. We had Amelia Lewis on. She was entertaining, talked a little bit about her large following on social media, talked about what she thought she'll have to do right here, of course. Tremendous, tremendous amateur career with 53 titles. Plays on two tours, by the way, the European Women's Tour and the LPGA, and competed against a lot of men down in Florida growing up, and basically just was a delight to have on the show, and certainly thanks again to Jim Heller for that. Nick Myers joined us in our annual conversation, by the way, talked about Highland Meadows. And, of course, the first thing that we asked him was number nine and his thoughts on that. The place looks great. Nick, I think the point he made, wasn't an easy year. They had some problems growing grass still six, 7 weeks ago, a couple of months back. But looks in tremendous, tremendous shape now. Of course, the pro-ams and everything else continue. But we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty here again on Thursday, and as I mentioned, everybody, all of our tournament updates, of course, will be brought to you by our good friends at Sakura Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi Lounge. Vince Lee, thanks for all his help here. Member here, by the way, of Highland Meadows. A past, Vince will like this, a past old pal champion here at Highland Meadows. Always good to see Vince, good golf fan, and certainly a sponsor of this show as well. I'll be here again tomorrow, 5 to 6. Then on Thursday, Bob France will be out here in this booth Thursday and Friday. I'll be here Thursday and Friday as well. Cushlin out here on the weekend giving you updates. Then, of course, we have Mick Rodriguez here on Sunday. Thank you very, very much. Mick Gonzalez. I almost had Aurelio Rodriguez in the lineup there, batting third and playing third base. That's a baseball name, Mick, too. Thanks, Jim. Jim Cushlin chiming in rather quickly back there at the studios. Mick Gonzalez, by the way, will be here Sunday. Mike Jameson, of course, on Saturday. And anytime I think of Jameson's, I think of one of my favorite Irish whiskeys, of course, on my golfing touring days over in Ireland. They gave me a bad habit. Every time I went over there, we stopped into a pub after playing a great place like La Hinch or Old Head or some of those great places. And you always finish the round off with a Jameson with a couple of ice cubes. Tiger's back at it tonight in Kansas City, the Reed Funeral Home Tiger update. Travis Wood, longtime reliever for the Cubs and, you know, basically been out of the bullpen for Kansas City. He'll get the start tonight for the Kansas City Royals. The Detroit Tigers, Matt Boyd, he'll get the start tonight. Jordan Zimmerman, really, maybe for the money spent. Listen, nobody's questioning this guy's character, but they're not getting their money's worth. But last night, you probably saw that Jordan Zimmerman that Al Avila and, of course, the Tigers organization and Mike Ilitch's money that you wanted to see. 6-7 innings. You're not throwing heat like a Scherzer. You're not unhittable. You limit people. You don't walk anybody. You're throwing, I think at one time I read today, of his first pitches, 21 of 26 at one time were in the strike zone. That's how you pitch in Major League Baseball. Get ahead of the hitters. You don't want to be 2-1. You don't want to be 3-1. And, again, Zimmerman did that last night for the Tigers. So the Tigers in Kansas City tonight, six back. They're 42-49. They win 10-2 last night. And, again, Detroit, listen, less than 2 weeks now to July 31st of that trade deadline, and something, believe me, will be happening up in the Motor City, Comerica Park. Jim, what do we got tonight on the schedule? Talk to me. Where are we going? ESPN Network programming, and I think Bill Clark a little bit later tonight.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. We'll go back. We'll have some ESPN shows here for a couple hours after this one. Then Extra Innings with Bill Clark back on the airwaves. All your baseball recap coming up tonight at 10. No Bill Clark for Extra Innings tomorrow, because now that we're after the All-Star break, in addition to your Saturday and Sunday games, we have Wednesday ESPN Radio Major League Baseball games. Tomorrow it'll be Milwaukee at Pittsburgh on the airwaves. Here.
Jim, did I miss anything? Any breaking news or anything happened since we've been on the air here for the folks on the way home in Northwest Ohio and Southwest Michigan?
Not anything big and breaking anyway. Obviously, we're all still waiting, anticipating what those trades might be, but that's, of course, going to be more or less an ongoing thing for these next 2 weeks. But nothing huge breaking right now.
Good stuff, Jim. Thanks for all your help. Again, thanks to Jim Heller, the media chairman here in our great facility. You know, I never thought I would say that I would be working this tournament. I got to say, this is probably, I don't know, 12, 15 times that I've done this. But I remember sitting in those green tents by the practice putting green out there on a day like this. It would be about 190 degrees in here. I'm actually thinking about bringing a jacket to our media center here tomorrow, as we got a little, what do they call it, a Arctic Express coming in here. But Jim Heller, again, was kind enough to get us away from the fans across the way. Very, very, very pleasant. We'll do it again tomorrow, everybody. I got a list of guests here. Heller might surprise me with somebody as well. You never know. Amelia Lewis was great. Nick Myers is always great. ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Thanks to the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Vito's Pizza for all the interviews. Monroe Golf and Country Club sponsors this event all week long. And, as always, Sakura Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi Lounge. Leaderboard updates starting on Thursday. From Highland Meadows, site of the 32nd Marathon LPGA Classic, this is Mike Miller saying so long. We'll talk again tomorrow. Good night, everybody.